This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda. This week, Northwest Arkansas residents have spotted international guests throughout the region because of various Walmart shareholders events. Today was the Walmart shareholders meeting, and Ozarks at Large's Christina Thomas and Timothy Dennis attended the event. And joining me now on the phone is Christina Thomas. Hello.
Hello, Antoinette.
Now, you've
thanks for calling in. We found a quiet hallway.
Good. I know you've been there since bright and early, and you've been taking notes. And one of the numbers that you reported to me before we started recording was Walmart reported to nearly $500 billion in sales this past year.
Yes, that is a number that the chief financial officer, Charles Hawley, gave. Yes, $406 billion in sales in the fiscal year 2013, which is a lot of money.
And
that number represents 12 billion transactions globally.
Now, can you give me an idea of what things were like this morning? I know you guys checked in sometime in the 6 o'clock hour and festivities officially kicked off around 7 this morning.
Yes, we were dropped off about 6:30 this morning, and neither Tim nor I had ever been here before, and so it was we weren't really sure what to expect, and there were long lines of associates outside of Bud Walton Arena, and we had a little bit of trouble finding the media entrance. We kind of wandered around almost the entire arena outside before we found it, but we found it and we made it in. And yes, festivities started about 7 o'clock this morning. They're kept to their schedule pretty tightly, I'd say.
What's the atmosphere like? I know I was watching the stream, and there's a lot of associates from around the world in their different brightly colored shirts, typically matching the colors of the flag of their home country. And the ones that I saw this morning seemed very, very cheerful.
Yes. I mean, people are definitely excited to be here. Colors represented in the crowd, definitely a rainbow of colors, bright oranges, yellows, gray, blues, various colors of blue, green, red, all colors of the rainbow you can imagine. People are very excited to be here, and they've been tweeting also the hashtag WMT shares, and those tweets were being shared on a scrolling screen underneath the upper level of Bud Walton Arena, so you could see, you know, you could see the excitement, you could see what people were saying about this experience.
Now, was there sort of a presentation of the different countries with their flags? About how many countries are there? Do you know?
The people here, the associates here, represent 2.2 million people from 27 different countries. So there are Walmarts in 27 countries around the world. And they did do a parade of flags. They had people dressed up. They had, you know, Japan was represented with people in kimonos. Mexico was represented with big paper mache puppets that came out into the crowd. And I mean, these puppets were huge, towered over the crowd.
Now, once the thing started going, I know Rob Walton made an appearance, and then the MC for the host for the event was announced as well.
Yes, Hugh Jackman came out and warmed up the crowd, and he started by saying how early Walmart got things started. And I know from friends that work at Walmart that they do begin the day very early, and so Hugh Jackman kind of made joke of that and sang his own version of "Oh, What a Beautiful Morning" to the crowd, and that was kind of fun, and people really enjoyed that.
And then Rob Walton came back out, and business kind of officially began, and there were different items the associates were voting on?
Yes. Shareholders voted on 8 different items. The first 4 were standard business. Rob Walton listed those. It was just voting for new members, voting for Ernst & Young to represent them as their accountant, which they do already, and they have since 1970, but it's still an item that they vote on. They also voted on advisory. It's just an advisory vote on pay for the top executives. And the 4th item of standard business was a vote to improve employee incentive plans. Next were shareholder proposed issues, and they actually had associates and various people come out and talk about these shareholder proposed issues, and there were 4 of them as well.
One of the associates that spoke was from Bangladesh, is that correct?
Yes, she came out and gave the first proposed issue by shareholders, and it was that shareholders can call meetings on their own. It doesn't have to be called on by the board. And she brought that up, but then she immediately started talking about the recent factory fire in Bangladesh. And she immediately got down to issue with Walmart has been criticized of late for not signing an accord that other companies have come on board to sign.
Now Walmart officials have stated the repairs needed to make our factory safe are too expensive, but the cost would be just 2/10 of 1% of Walmart's profit last year and just 1% of the dividends paid out last year to the Walton family heirs. I would like to direct to the chairman of the board, Mr. Rob Walton. I'm sure you know that this fixing buildings would cause just a tiny friction of your family world. So I implore to you, please help us.
And after that, you were given a lot of different numbers for the company?
Yes, yes. Charles Holly, the chief financial officer, came out, and we mentioned him earlier. But he really talked about the numbers for shares. As this is the shareholders meeting. And he mentioned that the price per share increased 17% from last year. And it closing yesterday, when the stock market closed yesterday, it was $75.63 per share. And that 17% increase represents $30 billion of value earned last year. And as he pointed out, that is more than their immediate competitors in the U.S. market, Kroger and Dollar General.
Wow, some very interesting numbers there. Another big topic, e-commerce. That was a big topic discussed.
Yes, e-commerce was talked about all morning long, and it definitely got a lot of cheers as well. The e-commerce team was, as we were looking at the stage, to the left of the stage, and they let out a lot of cheers anytime somebody said e-commerce. Walmart.com is one of the largest online stores in the United States. And in the UK, Asda Walmart is number two for online stores. And the CEO of global e-commerce, Neil Ash, came out, and he talked about how innovation plays a really big role in global e-commerce for Walmart. He mentioned that to some, innovation is invention. But to Walmart, innovation means doing things better.
Sometimes innovation is about invention. But more often, it just means doing things better. Our logistics team shaving miles off our truck routes, that's innovation. Our store teams finding new ways to keep produce fresh, that's innovation. An associate figuring out how to stock a mod more efficiently, that's innovation.
The CEO of global e-commerce closed by saying that they will be a better Walmart when they win at e-commerce.
And part of under the Walmart umbrella is Sam's Club, and they got to recognize a special anniversary this year.
Yes, Sam's Club celebrated its 30th anniversary this year. The CEO of Sam's Club, Roz Brewer, was representing Sam's Club. And there were quite a few associates from Sam's Club here this year. They were all wearing gray T-shirts, which said all in. They also had on some glasses that the lenses said all in. And Tim and I have been trying to figure out exactly what that means. But when the CEO, Roz Brewer, was talking, she talked a lot about Sam's Club commitment to the community. And so we kind of thought that maybe the all in represented, you know, they're putting it all in. They're putting it all into the community.
We'll have to follow up on that and find out what that is exactly. And
yeah.
And finally, a big part of this event is there's a lot of show involved in it, and so there's entertainment.
Yes, lots of entertainment. As we mentioned earlier, Hugh Jackman was sort of the master of ceremonies here today. Musical entertainment. We had Prince Royce, who is a Latin American singer, I believe. I had never heard of him before, but he sang Stand By Me, and you know, that's a classic song that anybody can kind of enjoy. We also had John Legend, who I know, Antoinette, you reported on him. He made an appearance in Northwest Arkansas just about 6 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. He was part of the Distinguished Lecture Series on the University of Arkansas campus. So interesting to have him back in the region so soon.
Right. He must have enjoyed his first visit.
Must have.
Yeah. And then also the UK was represented again with Jermaine Douglas, who is a finalist in the UK version of X Factor.
Mm.
We also saw Kelly Clarkson.
The first American Idol winner.
Yes.
And I understand there was another movie star and then another American Idol contestant as well.
Yes. We saw Tom Cruise, who for me will always be Maverick on Top Gun. But he also plays a big role in the global community, and he came out and complimented the culture of Walmart and really complimented them as a global leader in problem solving.
Well, it sounds like it's been a busy morning for you and for Tim as well, who's helping out behind the scenes there. So thanks to both of you for your work, and we'll see you guys back later today in the studio.
Okay, yeah, it looks like things are starting to wind down here. Thank you so much, Antoinette.
Thanks.